Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Thanks for joining me. You're going to be glad you did because our good friend Barbara Weltman is with us. Barbara is one of the top experts on the planet on small business taxes and tax planning and policy, tax issues, tax policy. She's written the book, literally written the book on the topic, J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes, 2008, 2009. Will be out real soon, and she's our good friend. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. Barbara, by the way, folks, is so much more than what I just said, too, and I encourage you, she'll be giving her website out pretty soon, and I encourage you to make a note of that and check it out because it's good stuff. Barbara, what do we need to know? We got a big day coming up, I guess it's next week?
On the 15th.
Yeah, next week, a week from Wednesday, we got corporate taxes are due if you extend it.
Well, it's really a date for two purposes. It's the deadline for filing the 2007 corporate tax return if the corporation got an extension.
Right.
It's the last date. You can't get any more time. You have to get the return in. It's also the date for paying the third installment of 2008 estimated taxes for individuals and corporations.
Right.
So if you are a sole proprietor or an owner of any kind of pass-through entity, you're going to be paying your third installment for this year. And again, you really want to not just automatically pay what you paid in the second quarter because things might have changed. You know, if you're struggling in this economy, well, reduce what you're paying so you have more cash to use for your business and less to pay for taxes.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you've done great, don't incur any penalties by underpaying.
Right, absolutely, and that's an infamous day for most small business owners, isn't it? Every quarter.
You bet.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to make sure that you know cash is so tight for most small business owners that
yep,
coming up with that every quarter is really a burden. It's a heavy weight on every small business owner that I know, basically. So we got your corporate tax is due if you extended next week. That the quarterly filing is due, and now if you have an LLC or a partnership, you've extended, then you've got till October 15th, along with your personal tax return, right?
Well, right for this year, but
there's
going to be changing
dastardly dudes changing things on us next year?
Well, the reason they're doing that is because it's kind of difficult if you have the deadline for those kinds of entities, LLCs and partnerships, to issue their Schedule K-1s to owners, and then the very same day, those owners are required to complete their personal returns. So they're going
now,
to...
Say that again.
Okay. A partnership or an LLC that obtained a filing extension has until October 15th, the same date as individuals,
right.
To complete their returns and issue Schedule K-1s to owners.
Right.
Owners, that very same day, must, if they're on extension, must complete their returns as well. So next year, it doesn't affect this year, but next year, those entities, LLCs and partnerships, will only get a 5-month extension to September 15th.
So the LLC, and you know that makes a lot of sense, really.
Well, even to complement that, there's a law pending now, or there's going to be a law pending, and they want Congress to consider it to change the filing deadline for partnerships and LLCs to make it the same as corporations. So then the partnerships would have a March 15th deadline, but they get a 6-month extension.
Right. That makes a lot of sense. I mean, the business returns should all be due on the same at the same time. LLC, S-Corp, C-Corps, whatever. Of course, it wouldn't be C-Corps necessarily, but S-Corps, LLCs, partnerships should all be on the same date.
Well, it makes sense.
Yeah, it does, and for all the reasons you said. So I'm glad. All right, that's one change that I think is a good idea. But, folks, the main thing is remember that only kicks in next year.
Right.
Yeah. All right, what else?
Well, those are the key dates that you want to think about. But at the end of the month, there's another point coming up. October 1st is the last date that a small business can set up a simple retirement plan.
Right.
Because of notice requirements to employees.
And that would be for the 2008 return.
For the 2008 year. If you want a simple retirement plan for 2008, you must set it up and give notice to employees by October 1 of this year.
And remind us give us a brief idea of the advantages of a simple plan.
Well, a simple plan is designed, it's limited and designed exclusively for small companies. It's basically, you can do it as a simple IRA or a simple 401k. Basically, they operate like the 401k in that most of the money that goes into the plan is from employee contributions made before taxes. So employees decide how much they want to put in, up to a set limit. The limit's fixed by law. It's less than the 401k, but it's not nothing. You know, it's still a substantial contribution.
How much?
I think it's $10,500, or if you're 50 or older, it's going to be $13,000.
And is that self-directed, or does that have to be have an administrator?
Well, it depends on the company. Can do it, you know, set it up in either way.
Okay.
But it's more like employees choosing their investment options.
Right.
So from a menu. So that's something that is really good.
And then the employer must
make certain contributions as well.
So the employee in a simple plan, the employer has to make contributions to the employee's plan?
Must. But there are two different formulas that can be used, and the contribution amount can be rather modest. So.
Sounds like we're going to need some help with this.
Well, before October 1st, we can talk about it again.
But I mean, it sounds like we're going to need somebody, a financial planner or somebody to help us with that.
Well, not really. I mean, you can look at my book or
right. Okay, so we can walk it through. Okay, it's not that the simple plan isn't that complicated, but it kind of sounds like it, Barbara. Stand by. That's the reason people write books, folks. 20 after the hour. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Barbara Weltman is our guest, and she's on both of those websites, all over those websites. Barbara is an original member of our Brain Trust. We've already had our 10th anniversary with her. Couldn't do without her. And she is the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes 2008 and all the way back, ladies and gentlemen. She's been doing this a long time. She's written a number of other books on eBay. You name it, she's just a renaissance woman, especially when it comes to small business. Barbara, and she's also got a radio show, folks. What about that? I mean, if you didn't know she was crazy before, she actually started a radio show. Barbara, I know what you were feeling, but what were you thinking?
Well, actually, it's a wonderful show. It's called Build Your Business. It's on WSRadio.com every Monday live, 4 to 5 Eastern Time, and then you can also get it via iTunes and podcasts, and so it's I've had wonderful guests on, including you.
You all but one. They were wonderful, weren't they?
It's been great.
No, I was just teasing you. It's radio's fun, isn't it?
It's. I have to tell people who are listening that you make it seem so effortless, but you cannot believe how much work goes into every show, and how much time it takes. And so. I think that your listeners should just be so impressed with all that you do.
Well, I appreciate it. Well, I've been on your show, as you say, and it's a good one, and I encourage folks to listen. Folks, check it out. Now tell them again how they can find you online.
They can find me at BarbaraWeltman.com.
And they can link from there to over to your show, right, and archives and all that. Okay, so check that out. Barbara, anything else we need? What other triggers are coming up soon, especially with regard to retirement? Is the simple plan the only cutoff date, October 1?
Well, that's the only cutoff date, but people should keep in mind that it's the other important date to consider is if you are a sole proprietor or an LLC member and you have a retirement plan for 2007 and you're on filing extension, October 15th is going to be your deadline for putting the money in for 2007.
Okay, but that's a program that you already had to have set up before
Actually, there is one break. You can actually set up and fund a SEP plan, an SEP.
So right now, without having ever done anything else, between now and October 15th, somebody could set up a SEP plan, establish it, and fund it between now and October 15th, and take the tax advantages.
That is correct.
Wow.
Take the write-off on the 2007 return.
That's like Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, isn't it, Barbara? So, all right, tell us what that is. Tell us what kind of plan that is.
A SEP plan, think of it sort of like a profit sharing in the sense that the company puts all the money in. Employees don't put any money in. You have to make non-discriminatory contributions, meaning the money can't go all to the employer, all to the owner. It has to go.
Right. You can't discriminate.
No, basically a fixed percentage of compensation up to a set amount, and the money goes in, and it belongs to the employees. It's theirs.
Right.
And it can be the company can make the investments, or it can be set up to allow employees to manage their own investments.
Mm-hmm.
But especially, let's say you're working alone, you have a few employees.
Mm-hmm.
And you find now your return is being prepared, and you find out, gee, you made more money than you thought. Well, this is a way to shelter the money. You get a big write-off.
How much could what's the maximum you could put in?
Well, effectively, let's say you are not a corporation, you're just self-employed or mm-hmm. an LLC member. It comes out to an effective rate of 20% of your net earnings.
So if you make $50,000, you could put in. You could put in $10,000.
That's right.
Not
too bad.
Yeah, no kidding. That's pretty good. Or if you make $20,000,
yeah.
If you make
mm-hmm.
$20,000, you could put in 20% be $4,000.
Yeah. So you have to just figure. There are certain rules you got to follow.
Up to that, you can put in whatever you want up to that.
Yeah, and the beauty of the SEP is that it's. You don't have to report annually to the IRS. It's not like a regular profit-sharing plan where you have to file information returns every year. It's really a simple thing to do.
It's like an employer-funded IRA kind of thing?
Very exact. That's a really good characterization. That's essentially what it is.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so basically the employer basically funds the employee's thing, a SEP, and then they take that money and go and do whatever they want to with it. I mean, they go put it in the stock market or a bonds or something like that.
Well, again, depends on how the account is set up, but yes, it could be that.
But the employer doesn't have to manage their account.
Doesn't necessarily have to do it.
Could, but they don't have to. That's
right.
Good. So it really is
it is like an IRA that is set up.
Right.
And it's subject to similar rules.
But it's based on the income that you were paid in 07, though, right? It can't be – it has to be whatever your income, your W-2 income was for 07, that's the amount it has to be based on, right?
Correct. It's based
on
your – well, if you're self-employed, you don't have W-2 income. You have your net earnings.
Right. Exactly. Hey, good job, Barbara. Give us the website again one more time.
Please visit me at BarbaraWeltman.com.
Whatever Barbara has is top shelf, folks. Don't forget her radio show and her books. They're good stuff. Hey, Barb, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Great. Thanks so
much. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Baby, just a little, little, oh, just
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.